You know, we've been keeping up with EQuest. Well, I've been keeping up with EQuest probably for 40 years. My wife was an equestrian, was an early volunteer out there and judge things. But it's a remarkable thing. They use horses to assist learning therapies and help kids and adults, too, with PTSD and all sorts of learning disabilities. And the bonding is just absolutely remarkable. They've got a brand new CEO, Eric Lenz, the new CEO of EQuest, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to be with you, David. Thanks so much for having me on.
I remember when my wife first told me about this. I said, I don't understand. Somebody who's got learning disabilities, you put them on a horse and somehow it helps them. And PTSD, the same thing? That's remarkable.
It is. It is. It's something I've been learning a lot about just in my 4 to 5 months of being out here. But in a lot of more traditional settings of therapy, whether it's counseling or other kinds of physical therapy, occupational therapy, the horses are perfectly suited for these therapeutic environments. You know, horses, you probably know this, they're herd animals and they're prey animals. And those two qualities really make them ideal partners. So as herd animals, they're constantly alert. So if one of them senses danger, they're able to communicate with the rest of the herd over long distances. So when, you know, you as humans start interacting, you become part of the herd and they can adopt the emotional state that you're in. And as prey animals, they're constantly in tune with their environments. So in order to interact successfully with them, you have to really be aware of what you're feeling, the energy that you're projecting, and learn to manage your energy in a way that convinces the horse that you're not a threat to them. So it's a really fascinating way in a non-traditional setting to achieve some phenomenal outcomes.
Well, you're the CEO of, like I said, a remarkable organization, does a lot of good. But I'm thinking about all the variables. You've got hundreds of people that you're dealing with. You've got full-time staff. You've got a lot of volunteers. And you've got 30 horses, I guess about 30, that all eat while you're asleep and need shoes more frequently than a toddler, and probably the service of a vet with alarming frequency. That's a difficult business model.
It is. There's a lot going on. It's definitely, it takes a village, and it's an expensive operation. As you said, you've been following us for 40 years. We started in 81 with two horses and one instructor. Now we're up to 35 horses, just under 40 staff, and over 800 volunteers. As you can imagine, when you're working with clients who are disabled or have some physical challenges, safety is paramount. And so it takes a large operation and heavily trained volunteer population to assist our riders in the work that they do day in and day out.
And again, it goes back to the expense. Like I say, they eat while you're asleep. That costs money. Why? How do you raise all this money? What do you use as a funding mechanism? Do you get money from government agencies at all?
Yeah, we're a little over $3 million budget, and over 90% of that is funded through philanthropy. So we have, you know, great support from the foundation community, individual donors, corporate donors. We do have some government grants that really help support the veteran programs that we offer. And then we do some other events. We have a support of a women's auxiliary. We just did a big fashion show and luncheon in October. Every year we do that. And then we have a gala every spring. And so that's a great time to connect a new audience with our work and have a lot of fun in the process.
So you came in this summer as the brand new CEO. What's your charge? Maintain the status quo, or are you growing the organization? Are you a change artist?
Well, first I have to acknowledge that I'm coming into the organization 44 years old, standing on the shoulders of giants, of leaders that have come and done tremendous things before me, and I'm incredibly fortunate to partner with such a talented staff. But, you know, I would say moving forward, my goal and vision is to continue EQuest's legacy as not just a local, but really a regional and national industry leader in equine assisted therapy and education. And I think one of the ways that we can do that, you know, there's only so many horses, so many staff, so much room in our arenas. One of the things that I think is an area of growth for us is is outreach and in kind of serving as ambassadors with our miniature horses. We call them mini ambassadors. We have four miniature horses and one miniature donkey that take on the road, if you will, to different schools and outreach centers with the veteran population. We partner with different community living centers through the VA. And while they're not clients on a weekly basis out at our property, there really are some remarkable ways that we can impact and enhance their lives in an offsite setting. And I'll tell you one quick story that I heard from one of our staff recently is traveling to one of these centers. There was an individual there with who'd been there with multiple strokes and was recovering, was non-ambulatory, non-verbal, and bringing one of the miniature horses over to him, the staff placed his hand on the nose of the horse, and for the first time in months that he'd been there, started talking about horses that he had growing up and how many acres he had of land. There's just something that our interactions with these horses, like you said, it's a mystical and kind of magical thing that unlocks our memories in ways that maybe our brains aren't able to do so. But that just, helped bring that individual into the present moment and enhance his life. And so I think there's a lot more of that we can do. The VA here in North Texas is the second largest VA in the country. So we really are serving, one of the largest veteran populations and a lot more opportunities for us to do that both on our campus and with our traveling minis.
Well, so are you guys settled? Because North Texas had a bad habit of sort of growing and taking over space that otherwise EQuest was using and squeezing you on out. You have a set location right now?
Yeah, most of our history has been out in Wiley, and we moved to Dallas at the Texas Horse Park 10 years ago. And so we are settled here. It's a great partnership that we have with the city. Just being out here, it's just 10 minutes south of downtown Dallas, right? But it feels like you're about an hour outside of town. It's just therapeutic in and of itself, being at our campus. And, it's great to be here. We're on the edge of the Great Trinity Forest, which is one of the largest urban hardwood forests in the country. So it's serene, it's calm, it's a perfect setting for what we do here.
Well, and like I say, it's a remarkable organization. I know you're going to enjoy it. And we wish you great success at EQuest, which already has experienced great success over the last several decades. Eric Lind is the new CEO. It's good to spend some time with you. Thank you.
Thanks so much, David. Honored to be with you.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.